Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill is taking aim at the special breaks given to Alaska Native corporations seeking federal contracts. She introduced a bill today that she says will crack down on waste and abuse in contracting, but Alaska Native corporations are calling her efforts misguided and an assault on Native enterprises. McCaskill's bill would stop the Alaska Native Corporations, or ANCs, from receiving sole source contracts more than $3.5 million. It would force them to prove they are economically and socially disadvantaged rather than automatically qualifying as such, and require them to count their affiliates and subsidiaries when measuring their size. McCaskill's spokeswoman, Maria Spicer, says huge government contracts are going out the door without competition because of the Small Business Administration's 8A program, which she thinks isn't good for taxpayers.
Senator McCaskill believes that competition is key in government contracting, and that's her viewpoint here. She agrees that the federal government has a role to play in helping our country's Native people improve their lives, but her feeling is this program just isn't getting the results that it should, and that it's jeopardizing federal contracting, and so we need to look at better ways to address both.
Spicer says truly disadvantaged Native corporations could still qualify for breaks, but they would have to prove their need.
What we've seen is that just a very small proportion of these companies' profits are actually reaching Native Alaskans. So Senator McCaskill thinks that it's time to acknowledge the fact that this program's not effective either for helping Native Alaskans improve their lives or for taxpayers.
McCaskill's bill would prevent ANCs from operating as what the senator calls pass-throughs to non-Native companies that don't qualify as small businesses. She's especially targeting the partnerships ANCs forge with other non-Native corporations and has called for an investigation into the practice by the Small Business Administration. A press release from her office today said she wants a report made to Congress with the Justice Department if necessary. But the Vice President of Communications and Marketing at Nana Development Corporation in Alaska, Robin Cornfield, says the ANCs play by the rules, deliver high-quality services to the government, and ultimately help shareholders back home, which fulfills their mission.
Statewide, there's the rest of the Native corporations and Nana contribute 14,000 jobs and $700 million in payroll. I mean, that's an incredible contribution. Nobody can say that that is not of benefit.
Senator McCaskill is a Democrat, but her fellow Democrat in the Senate, Alaska's Mark Begich, intends to fight her bill. His spokeswoman, Julie Haskett, says their office is taken aback that McCaskill is going after a program far away from her state of Missouri.
Senator McCaskill has no problem in the U.S. Senate steering legislation that gives Boeing sole source contracts worth millions of dollars in her own state, but that doesn't seem to be a problem for her. She's just somehow got a problem with ANCs with really, we don't think, enough information, and has gone after the program, and we'll work to combat her efforts.
Haskett says Senator Begich does believe some reform in the 8A program would help root out any misuse, but he believes that can be done through proposals the Native corporations are already discussing.
We do know that there's need for reform. There needs to be more transparency and oversight. The ANC community is talking about reform, and Senator Begich is very supportive of their efforts to work this out together and see what they bring forward. He is quite upset and thinks Senator McCaskill is misguided and misinformed in her all-out attack on the program.
Senator McCaskill's bill won't likely see any movement during the current lame duck session in Washington.